the word from Planet Crackpot. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Christmas is about resolving differences and seeing through the petty problems of family life.
Yeah, and it's about my mother accusing your mother of buying cheap hot dogs, and your mother accusing my mother of waxing her upper lip, and then they don't speak.
Your mother
to
waxes
each other.
Her upper lip?
She has for years.
Doesn't show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Merry f***ing Christmas from the Don and Mike Show.
Let's get a caller number 100. All right, you. Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, what's your name? Any idea?
My name is Mike, I think.
Mike?
You know your name. Wonderful.
Good answer. Where are you from, Mike?
Well, I'm originally from Boston. Go Sox.
All right.
Where are you from right now?
I am from Route 7. I'm driving to Falls Church to go home right in this very second.
Virginia, congratulations. Wow, what a long way to go to tell you. You won $1,000, my friend.
Get out of here.
$1,000, you're the big winner.
No.
Kidding, are you serious?
No kidding.
We are telling the truth. You are the winner of $1,000.
Awesome.
Serious as ball cancer. Ba-da-ba-da-bow. Enjoy your $1,000. Seriously, my friend. Thanks for listening to our show.
That's awesome, you guys. Rock. Go Pats.
Right on. Hold on a second. Let's get one more.
That's right. You offered a little something extra.
Got 500 extra bucks. Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hi there.
Hey.
Hey, what's your name?
Kevin.
Where are you from, friend?
Washington, D.C.
What is half of 1,000?
500.
There you go. That's yours. $500. And thank you for listening to the show.
Come on.
Yes, we're telling the truth. People don't believe that we are giving this money away. You have won $500.
Come on.
Merry Christmas.
Right on. Same to you, my friend.
We have a unique listener base, and I like their reactions, too.
Yeah.
Awesome. Come on, get out of town.
He's like, when I said to the guy, no kidding, all he heard was, kidding.
No, the first guy really won a grand, and the other guy won $500. We're telling the truth.
See, we're bad with the management on our money, and CBS is such bastards. If we don't give away the money that's allotted for this calendar year,
they take it.
Yeah, it doesn't roll over.
What?
No. And it doesn't, as we would request, go to the gay men's choir. Instead, it goes right into Dan Mason's pocket.
But we actually make our own donations each and every year for the gay men's choir, in spite of CBS. We actually make our own donations.
You know.
You donate your time.
Yes.
Well, time and also a cup.
The cup, yes. One, two men, one cup.
My cup runneth over. And anyway, that's it. We're out of money for the year.
Yeah.
We're done.
And the best part about this is that someone in corporate, between now and the end of the year, is going to be looking at a spreadsheet, and they're going to say, look at that. They didn't give away $1,500. Then the check request is going to come in, and they're going to say, oh, bastards. Mm-hmm.
They got us.
They gave away every cent.
Always keep track of your money.
Right.
Your money, because otherwise they'll take it from you.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
That's right. That's me.
Buzz was around when...
Oh, since the dawn of time. I'm the oldest thing on the planet.
When you would just swap a rock for something.
That's or a beaver pelt.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
or whatever the produce of the day, the animals
just
of the day.
Unbelievable how old
I am. You would go into the local mercantile, and Buzz would be there with his shiny rocks. Mm-hmm.
You remember the best Christmas he ever had? When he produced someone a pelt of a saber-toothed tiger.
I remember.
That was a special Christmas, wasn't
it? I couldn't wear that pelt then.
Yeah. I mean, well, what do you remember most about that time?
Well, you know, there are a lot of things about that time and the whole time that I've lived. But the thing I remember most about that specific time
is that
it's a little on the chilly side.
Cold.
Very cold.
It's cold.
Just chilly.
Yeah. There he is now, Curly.
Hi.
Curly, Ringo,
uh-huh.
Buzz.
Uh-huh.
Cocksmith, Elston, hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Hi there.
Hi. Strike news. For the last 2 weeks, in fact, for the first time ever, ABC's Nightline has been beating both Leno and Letterman in the ratings. Uh-oh. And the writer strike that drove the late-night funnyman into reruns shows no sign of ending soon. So Leno, and Conan and Letterman and Ferguson and Kimmel are coming back to work on Monday, January 7th, maybe sooner. The late-night talkers have stayed away because they didn't want to offend the writers they love and depend upon.
As predicted here, that
you did.
The network suits said, listen, You know, and if you got David Letterman and you're paying, how much does he make, Buzz?
I thought it was $4 million a year. Got maybe more.
I think it's like more like $14
million. Yeah,
they
put a one in front of that. It was 14 or 15 million.
Right, I'd forgotten.
If you're Leslie, girl's name, Moonves, and you're paying Letterman $14 million bucks,
right,
and you're watching bad reruns from 10 years ago, at some point you call the guy up and you say, you know what, Dave?
David.
You're a funny guy. You know, Dave, you're a funny guy. Do the show without the writers.
Right.
Come on now,
just,
we need you.
Just bring on the celebrities
just
and
go for it.
And just be yourself.
Well, they should be careful what they wish for.
I was looking at something on YouTube today. Johnny Carson, if you do a search on YouTube for Johnny Carson and Writer's Strike, you find back in 1978, 79, something, whenever the writers went on strike the last time, when Johnny Carson walked off The Tonight Show, when he came back, this is a hilarious bit. He said, well, I'm here, and I don't have any writers. So he pulled out pictures of his family, and on the desk, he goes, for 5 minutes, he goes, all right, this is us walking down the street. Seriously.
He showed family photographs?
He just showed family
photos.
That is
classic. That is too funny.
Anyway,
I wouldn't be surprised to see Letterman do a similar type of thing.
And I'd like to see that. I'm sure everyone would like to see those guys and see.
So did Johnny come back when there legitimately weren't writers, or was he just doing shtick? They'd actually come back to work,
No. Way back then, he had to cross the line.
Oh, he had to cross the line,
so
too.
When he finally,
these guys will, too.
This was his first night coming back, and he said, I'm here with no writers, which is why all he did was show family photos.
Do you think that this thing, when they come back, that that actually tips the scales maybe in favor of the producers and the networks a little bit,
or
do they dig their heels in even more?
I think they dig their heels in even more, and not only have the host, the late night host, stayed away out of respect for the writers, they also didn't want to take the kind of heat that Carson Daly took for coming back. But Letterman, who, are you ready for this, has grown a full white beard.
Suck on that,
strike,
losers.
Has nothing to worry about. Quoting one of his guys, we will never be able to repay him for what he did. Letterman, on the air without writers and pissed off about it, would be as powerful as anything we can do. He will rail nightly about the greedy pinheads that put him in that position.
Is this Photoshop?
No, that's real.
That's real. Santa Dave.
We got to put this on the front page of DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Isn't that great?
Isn't
that great?
Isn't that, my God.
Photoshopped Letterman if he was the Unabomber.
That does not. That is a man that should shave his beard. Dave, shave that off. Oh, my God.
So the writers are actually happy that he's coming back. They like the fact that he's respected them and stayed away for 2 months, but they think that he can do them more good by going on the air and bitching about their
absence.
I wouldn't
be surprised.
Than he can by staying away.
Mm-hmm. Well, of all those guys, he's probably the one that's got the balls to do it.
Yeah, he would probably do it.
And here's a great story. As for Carson Daly, who returned to work 2 weeks ago, a taping of his show was disrupted by striking writers this week. As Daly was interviewing football's Jerry Rice, an audience member stood up and said, the questions would be better if the show had writers. That person was removed by security, and Daly restarted the interview and the segment. Then, another audience member stood up in the retaping and said, I feel so bad for the striking writers. Can I please leave? And they, too, were escorted out.
That was funny.
NBC security then came on stage and announced that anyone else interrupting the show would be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
Oh, God, there they go.
That was not funny.
See, there are only about 100 people in that studio audience, and suddenly 20 of them got up and left.
Oh, really?
Even some striking writers feel badly for Carson Daly. They say he just wants the rest of his staff to get paid, people he dragged from New York to California with the promise of making a good living.
Buzz, on that note, let's do wish a happy holiday to Carson Daly.
Rocking around Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring.
Hope he gets enough to eat.
Later we'll have some f***ing pie.
Hey.
That's just for Carson, right there.
Slow down.
Brenda Lee singing that especially for Carson Daly.
That bitch!
Oh!
The writers have also now filed a formal complaint with the National Labor Relations Board. They have done this to try to force their bosses back to the bargaining table. They say the producers broke the law when they broke off the talks.
Do you think that any of these people know that long term, I think we're going to care about this as much as we care about this baseball crap?
No,
because
they're not aware of that.
There's going to be stuff on TV that takes the place of the stuff that's scripted.
Yeah, so, and with these guys going back to work, I'm thinking the writers got to yield a little bit on this.
I
hate to say that, but I think they have to.
It's like, I use the baseball thing as an analogy. Everyone I have talked to today, universally about this, has said these 80 guys that are in the paper,
mm-hmm.
they're screwed. And this is like the worst thing that baseball could have done to hang these 80 guys out.
I they're going to be remembered forever. And you know what? The whole story is going to pass quickly, but these guys are going to be remembered, and it isn't fair for them to be singled out.
Some baseball fans mm-hmm. who will now say, this is where I get off.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
Yeah.
And the same thing might happen with TV. The great thing about TV is there's so many goddamn channels.
Right.
I mean, give me unscripted stuff. Give me that National Geographic.
Mm-hmm.
Give me Letterman.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to miss House and The Office and all of those kinds of shows. I'll miss those a lot.
Yeah. I think with the baseball, you are going to lose some people because of this. But I also think baseball is so much stronger than it was when they had the strike that it'll keep the fan base. I really
Buzz,
do. Yeah.
Maybe you can do what I do. Because I like House a lot, too, and uh-huh. I like The Office.
Uh-huh.
What I've done is I got the entire season of Kid Nation.
Uh-huh. You're a lucky man, though.
You've really been working that TiVo overtime, haven't you?
And, you know, that first episode, uh-huh. it's just as unbelievable as when I watched it last summer.
I know.
It Shocking. Should be fun.
The strike also means that the Christmas episode of House will not be airing until January 29th. With everything else in reruns, Fox is withholding a couple of episodes of House, saving one to air right after the
That's
Super Bowl.
That's smart.
Hold on. That is really the dumbest of dumb. Uh-huh. So they have a new House.
They have two.
All right, but they've got one that's a Christmas
right,
one.
Right.
I love watching the ER Christmas reruns in the summer.
That'll air after the Super Bowl.
All right, that's smart.
When we come back, a new sobriety test. Spell Hasselhoff.
Ooh. Yep.
This is a mess.
Happy Crimble.
Uh-huh. Where's the Hasselhoff thing? Do you got that in there still? Where he's laying on the ground with no shirt on?
Tell me you're going to stop.
I'm going to stop.
There he is.
Comment?
Yep.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Merry f***ing Christmas from the Don and Mike Show.
Buzz Burbank brought to you by Mervis Diamond Importers at eDiamonds.com. Find a little brilliance, a pair of diamond stud earrings from eDiamond.com, www.e-diamonds.com, or call 1-800-HER-LOVE.
Hi, Herlove.
What's happening there, stud? What's happening, Mr. Musk?
Hi, Donna, Mike.
What's Mr. Jovan.
What's happening, smells of sex?
I've got some other show business news worth mentioning. A website is offering a free iPod iTouch to anyone who correctly guesses the date upon which troubled singer Amy Winehouse will die.
Oh, wow.
Happy
Christmas,
holidays.
Christmas.
Really? Is that what you're... Maybe you'll win the product.
The 25th.
Don has Christmas. The Inquirer says David Hasselhoff was hospitalized twice this month. Twice.
Tell me you're going to stop.
For alcohol poisoning.
I'm going to stop.
Their source says, and I quote, David urinated on himself. He was drooling and slurring so badly you couldn't understand a word he said.
Oh, dear. Twice, huh?
Yeah, twice. Liza Minnelli collapsed mid-song during a concert in Sweden Wednesday night. Her rep says Liza complained of dizziness with two Z's before the show and then got, quote, very ill after it
I
began.
I like that, dizziness with two Z's. Have to,
send this one out. Come on, cue up. Please cue up for David.
Please, Daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas.
This is a mess.
David Hasselhoff.
See my mama cry.
That's John Denver singing to David Hasselhoff.
Yeah, he had a few drinks in his day.
Just a couple. Mm-hmm. And finally, this holiday season, don't try to board the plane with a bottle of alcohol.
Right.
The ban on liquids continues, and it nearly killed a guy this week. A 64-year-old German was on his way home from his vacation in Egypt.
What makes a Nazi?
And was
How does he get that way?
He was changing planes in Nuremberg. While he was there, he bought a liter of vodka. Airport security explained they couldn't let it through. So the man did the only thing he felt he could do, chugged the whole bottle while standing in line.
Oh, God.
It's about 27 shots worth.
God.
I want to talk about a role model. There's someone you can look up to.
Jeez, happy holiday.
That's normally about twice what you need to die of alcohol poisoning.
Oh,
the hospital kept him alive, but he's still recovering.
Beautiful.
Wow.
I'm Buzz Burbank. Merry Christmas on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
No.
That's it. Have a great holiday, everybody. A very safe and serene Christmas and New Year's. And thanks again for listening to our show all year long. We'll be back to wrap it up in the first part of the year. Good day to you, sir.
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 Head. Oh, head.
So this is a long weekend?
A little bit.
Merry Christmas to the armed forces, too. Yeah. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Happy Crimble.
Jesse.
What are you doing throwing that in? Was your conscience bothering you or something?
Doesn't that make up for the other 364 days?
Not even close.
It's right, a everybody. Start. It's something.
God bless you. See you later.
This is the Don and Mike Show.